Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Johnny Burnett. Batting second. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting seventh. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Montague. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Clint Brown. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Clint Brown. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Fred Schulte. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Red Kress. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Tom Jenkins. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam Gray. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Sam Gray. And now, play ball. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Schulte for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a pop-up towards short. Montague settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick takes first base on ball 4. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kress fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress bunts towards the mound. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Browns. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a pop-up towards short. Montague settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Schulte. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sewell moves to third. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it and throws to second for the out. Sewell scores. One out. It's Indians, 1, Browns, 1. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Burnett takes first base on ball 4. Brown moves to second. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Brown moves to third. Burnett moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brown scores. Burnett scores. Porter moves to second. It's 3-1, Indians. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kress fields it and throws to first for the out. Porter moves to third. Averill moves to second. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Vosmick hits a fly ball into right field. Jenkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte is 0 for 1 in the game. Schulte takes first base on ball 4. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill who is chasing the ball. Burns reaches third base with a triple. Schulte goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2 Indians. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 1 in the game. Goslin takes first base on ball 4. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. Com hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Montague hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Montague reaches second base with a double. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Burnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Montague scores. Brown moves to third. It's 4-2, Indians. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brown scores. Burnett moves to third. It's 5-2, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Averill hits a line drive towards short. Levy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a pop-up towards short. Montague settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Jenkins hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy misplays the ball. That's an error on Levy. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 2 in the game. Com hits a fly ball into right field. Jenkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Sewell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 1 in the game. Levy hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0 for 1 in the game. Gray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Schult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Montague is called out on strikes. One out. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy misplays the ball. That's an error on Levy. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gray fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brown moves to second. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Levy fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Brown moves to third. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brown scores. Porter moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, Indians. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-3 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. Kress hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Vosmick hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-2, Indians. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-3 in the game. Com hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kress juggles the ball. That's an error on Kress. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Com trying to get to third. Schult throws the ball into Kress, who tags Com for the out. Sewell moves to second. One out. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Montague hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague misplays the ball. That's an error on Montague. Farrell moves to second. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0-for-2 in the game. Jenkins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Farrell scores. Melillo moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 7-3, Indians. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-2 in the game. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lynn Storty pinch hits for Sam Gray. Lynn Storty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burnett fields it and throws to second for the out. Melillo scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 7-4, Indians. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 4. The Indians will come to bat. Wally Hebert now pitching. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 2-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Averill hits a fly ball into right field. Jenkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Goslin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-3 in the game. Kress hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a line drive into right field. Porter picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Porter. Goslin goes all the way around to score. Farrell moves to third. It's 7-5 Indians. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-3 in the game. Melillo hits a line drive into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 5. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-4 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Vosmick hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jenkins. Vosmick reaches second base with a double. Morgan moves to third. George Blaeholder now pitching. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-4 in the game. Com hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Sewell is walked intentionally. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Montague strikes out. Two outs. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a fly ball towards right. Jenkins settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Jenkins. Morgan scores. Vosmick scores. Sewell goes all the way around to score. Three runs are unearned. It's 10-5, Indians. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blaya Holder fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-3 in the game. Levy hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Knapp Klauser pinch hits for George Blaya Holder. Knapp Klauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klauser strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 10, and St. Louis Browns, 5. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.